For meanwhile, they became so engrossed in taking it, the stars, that they forgot about the cows, and the cows went wandering off. So that as the cows were chasing, following the green grass, they were eating, and they came to one area which was very, very dry, almost like a desert. There was no grass there, and the grass had become very dry. So at that time, Kamsa and his followers were always eager to disturb Krishna and his friends. They set one big fire. And in a moment, due to the yogic powers of Kamsa, one big circle of fire surrounded the cows. And some cowboys, meanwhile, said, "Oh, our cows are missing," so they went looking for those cows. And as they found those cows in that dry area, Kamsa had lit one fire. And on all four directions, one big forest fire came. So this is like our situation in the material world. Krishna Bhai Mukhoi Bhogavan Sakari. We gotta say Maradari Japati Adari. Just like go means cow. So go also means the senses. But just like the jivas in this material world, in order to find fresh and fresher grass, in order to taste different types of sense enjoyment, we move further and further into the jungle. This means the jungle of this material world. And then moving in many, many different species, we try, chewing the chews. But still, no matter how much grass we take, still we are never satisfied. So in Krishna's pastimes, many pastimes are there for us. So the cows are eating the grass, but they found that grass became dry and tasteless. Just like they did in this world, after trying to enjoy it for millions and millions of years, he finds, oh, there's no happiness there. And then, instead of seeing green grass, it becomes like a burning forest fire. So when the jiva is burning, when he's burning in that forest fire, then he can cry to Bhagavan in Krishna. Nityatvajami samsaramehitai kenamodhira mayapari hai hai. When he feels the burning of this material world, that time he can cry to Krishna, "Oh, save me." So meanwhile, this fire was coming very, very close. So I've heard from Sri Guru gave many different explanations of this pastime, so I can try to give two or three different ideas. So meanwhile, the fire is approaching, and the cowboys, some different stories I've heard. So the cowboys are thinking, and the cows are thinking, "Oh, who will save us? Who will save us? Only one person can save us." So they say, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna, save us." But Krishna, in the meantime, he said, I can save you, but on one condition, that you have to close your eyes. So all the cowboys, they close their eyes, and as they close their eyes,
So they told Krishna,
"I can do one thing, but you must close your eyes." So the cowherd boy closed his eyes, and Krishna in one flash stuck in that forest fire. So many explanations. So one question may be asked. We know that pure bhakti, Anya Vilasasana Jnana Karmana Anukulena Krishna, Sivanam Bhakti is among. So the question may be raised. How is it bhujam bhakti that the cowboys think, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna, save my body, help me, that we can see this does not fall under the category of bhujam bhakti? But Sri Guru at one time he explained that the cowboys, they're not worried for their own body. It's not like when some danger comes to us and we cry, "Oh, Krishna, Krishna, save me, why, for my own happiness." And the bhujam bhakti are there crying, "Krishna, Krishna, save me, because if we die, then who will serve you? If we die, then who will give you happiness?" So in order to, that Krishna should not feel any pain upon our death, then Krishna can save us. So, meanwhile, and the question I asked is, why did Krishna ask the cowboys to close their eyes? Because Krishna was thinking that before, many times I used to eat some dirt, or I used to take some different things, and the cowboys would complain to Mother Yashoda, and she would force my mouth open and look into my mouth to try to find what I didn't. So Krishna was thinking, if all the cowboys close their eyes, then they will not be able to tell Mother Yashoda that I was eating something, eating fire. And this way, Krishna, Mother Yashoda would not become disturbed. Another reason is that we know that in Vrindavan, even though so much opulence is there, millions of times more opulence than in Vaikuntha, still, the good Bhakti never can understand that Krishna is Bhagavan. So Krishna is speaking.
Though there's so much opulence in Vrindavan, millions of times more than Vaikuntha, but the Brij Bhaktis, they're Abhiman, they never think that Krishna is Bhagavan. They never have this Abhiman.
Why is this question?
Because Krishna is thinking, if the Brij Bhakti is spinning, flowing fire, then maybe sometimes some disturbance may come. But he asks the cowboy, please close your eyes.
So, Krishna asked his friends to close their eyes. Why so? Krishna was thinking, oh, if I follow fire, then they can complain to my mother, then mother will punish me. So later, they will not be to follow me fire. Is one cause. Another cause. Krishna was thinking, if I follow fire and if they see, they may die. So better I should not allow them to see to follow fire. This is another cause. And third cause. Sakat was thinking, oh, our Sakat Krishna knows so many magic, so many mantras. So, in the presence of everyone, mantra never be chanted or magic never be so in the presence of everyone. So, some high place is needed. So, Sakas are thinking, so Krishna wants to chant the mantra, to extinguish this fire, so better we close our eyes. So, according to Krishna's request, they close their eyes. And when Krishna follows the fire, next moment, there is no fire, nothing. All sakhas have become very happy. Why? From where this fire came? After that, they came back in Bhandirvan and
they saw
in their, they are in Bhandirvan and their king, and they are joking with Krishna, nothing happened, just like a dream. They couldn't understand that it was real or real in dream. So, seeing this, Brahma couldn't understand this, that who are they? What they are doing is the original Krishna, son of Bhagavan, or any coward boy. So, what is the instruction in this pastime? So, here cow means, cow in Sanskrit language, cow means go. Go means cow, Veda, sense of knowledge, so many things. So, when the cow, they keep behind Krishna and Baladev Prabhu, waiting for grazing, then danger came. Similarly, when he forgetting Krishna, you want to the same danger, want to enter this world.
But the cows, they were staying behind Krishna and Balaram. So, similarly, if in this material world, one wants to enjoy their senses, take the path of sense gratification.
And neglect
Krishna.
Krishna and Baladev Prabhu.
Come away from their shelter.
Then danger will come.
Maya will capture.
Maya will grab.
Grab them. So what is?
One thing more. Yes. count many senses. The nature of the cows are like, the nature of cows are like the, if there is so much grass, very green grass, and very cheap, even they will see that, oh, forward there is more grass. They will give up and they will go. And from there they will see, oh, there is more and green grass. And from there, not satisfying at a place. So those always hankering after, not satisfied. This is breaking of cows. But when cows are uncontrolled and they give up the guidance of Krishna and being free, keeping Krishna behind, and they are great, they will be like this. Okay. This is and then they will go where this burning fire. And this burning fire is what?
Material fire.
So the all the cows never very far Krishna control. And they left Krishna and Balaram. And they left. And from one place to another, they left the green process. And the went inside of very high
and
dry grass.
Jambu grass.
And at once, this
followers of Pandavas are come. They are starting chance to kill Krishna and Baladev. They try a general
here. Cows means senses, uncontrolled senses of devotee. If devotee is not satisfied, what he has?
Oh,
these palan shruti, palan kenshi. So many delicate things to be. And these uncontrolled senses. And then he is in the depth of
Maya.
So here, uncontrolled or the sense. And what about boy? So they were friends of Krishna. And cows were also of Krishna. Transcendental. But for us, the boys never asked Krishna that where comes us. They left Krishna and for they were alone and they were they became swatantra,
independent.
Keeping Krishna and Baldev, and they went in the same position where cows were. Surrounded by boy. And then they thought that no remedy at all. Then they began to say, oh, Krishna, oh Baladev Prabhu, you are so powerful, save us. Krishna at once came. And those scattered. So you right. And they did, and they had to. And after some time, when they opened their eyes, what they saw? They are not there. They are under thundering bird. But all near Jamuna, all are seeking. Cows are doing unhappily sleeping. And boys taking prasadam. What is this? If anyone will take shelter when they are burning in the fire of
material existence,
and if anyone will call Krishna,
chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna. They can tell that. We are Bhagavad Prabhu Guru and Krishna himself. If you will say, Shatter of Krishna and Guru and Krishna. And at once he can say something. And if not falling, not taking shelter of Guru Krishna, then and his thought is that, oh, I have taken shelter of Guru Krishna. But actually, not. It means, they are telling that, oh, Gurudev, we are in your shelter. Oh, Krishna, we have taken shelter. But always see the first, not. Then this will not be. Krishna is so tricky but clever. And clever, he knows happiness. How much you are given, how much you are. If you are given, full surrender. Okay. Like Prabhupada Maharaj, like Prabhupada, like Sanatana, like Prabhupada, like Bhakti Guru Thakur, Prabhupada, like all. Then you will see that old one will grow in the first you will be in Prabhupada Vrindavan, you will say, oh, we are serving Krishna very well. In a moment, when you cross this endless sea of to go on chanting, what should I do more? I am chanting, but what should I do more? I mean, you should chant more. With honor and study. Yes, sir. Then the go on chanting, remembering the end of what will look like will do everything. A shopkeeper gives some seeds to any creature. And he took it, checked it. And gives
in water.
And after some time, it sometimes gives so much paddy or anything. So we should have a firm belief in the and not daily asking that what's the and chanting him, doing all the devotions, Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasemanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dastanam, Sakshanam. And if Vaishnava comes, real Vaishnava, oh, Rashi and Sattvasya, then give up all your wish, practice, everything, and serve. Then everything will be done. 9:30 will be done only by disturbing of 10 that kind of. He will tell you Hari Katha. He will tell you Krishna name. He will take you to Vrindavan. He will make you archan. So what is it? Give up everything. If any high class of Vaishnava is giving class, is that telling something? Oh, give up your chanting, remembering, everything you should give up. And what is it? Sadhu Sangha? Sadhu Sangha. You will see here. A power also will come that you can't comply. Nothing? If you are so weak, you cannot do. You cannot follow, oh, he will inspire you some power also in your heart. That you will be very strong to follow. He will give you force and also everything what you want. So, you have to try to chant, remember, and practice all the things. Reading Bhagavatam,
Chaitanya Charita, the books of truth.
Hare Krishna.